All right. I'm just kidding. All right. So, welcome back to another episode.
Is that the upside to aging?
Yeah. Yeah. I used to not breathe. I used to not breathe that part. That's just.
It's definitely a downside.
That is not an upside.
All right. So today's topic, if you didn't catch on to that in the 20-second intro we just had. So what are some upsides to aging? And we're going to start with the man who looks oldest here, Mesa Lou.
That was mean, bro.
I was like looking at everybody because I was like, which one's that?
That's fair. Earlier I was going to say, and I was like, I don't even know her name. Upsides of getting older. I can't wait to get old, like super old, like just really old. So I can just like sit on the porch and like people watch. I feel like that was
you
great.
Can do that now.
Yeah, but
we're weird if we do it now. It's like all old. Those two creepy guys yes. Sitting outside again.
Right.
But if not, it's old. Like, oh, look at them. See? We're doing the same thing. Yeah. He's still wearing his chanclas. Sasuke, we're now.
Exactly. Yeah. Now we're just two sweet little old men. You know what I mean? So that. And I want to purposely try to do things just to have people like take it, like try to throw the trash when I'm like really old, and they're like, "What are you doing?" I'm like, "I got this." Like, just be a burden on people. I want to do that. That's gonna be super dope. yeah, there's a couple of things I think are gonna be kind of cool about it. And then Nay said apparently men get more attractive as we get older. Uh-huh. My body hasn't figured that out yet. 18-year-old me looks a lot better than 29-year-old me. I'll tell you right now. So I don't know. I guess it's a thing. I've never heard that.
I feel like you grow into like your face and like you grow into your body. I don't know. And then you find like your style. I don't know.
Have you not seen David Beckham?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's like good.
I mean, like, yeah. You went like here.
Have you seen Giselle?
Have you not seen the average man, David Beckham, Ryan Reynolds?
The average guys. They got so much better than I got older. Like what?
I can't, even though this is not going to be me, because, you know, my body is deteriorating.
Yep. That was exactly how you say it, but I'm proud of you.
I'm going to, like, act like I'm taking trash, and it's like, I can't do it, right? And people are going to go and grab it, and I'm going to sit up straight and walk away. Like,
it's like perfect. Like,
yeah, yeah. Like, yeah, so, no, I think it's going to be great to be old.
Yeah, it's going to be super dope.
I'm scared to be old. What? I don't want to be old. Like, I don't want to, like, forget stuff like dementia. That's scary.
Oh, man. You made it dark.
But do y'all not y'all think about like sitting outside? I'm thinking about like going to a nursing home. Like I want
to
do that.
This is your time to talk about that.
Oh, that's deep.
Yeah,
that's
deep. I don't know.
You want to get that deep?
We'll try.
All right. Okay. You ready for my deep question that I thought of the other day? All right. So we gotta start with this. Do you guys believe that there is a soul inside each of us? Like, do we have a soul?
Yes.
All right. Mm-hmm. Good. That's the question. No, I'm just kidding. Okay.
I'm just kidding.
All right. So if you do believe that there is a soul right inside of us, when it comes to like, as you were saying, you start losing your memory as you start getting older, and to some people get to the point that they're not really them anymore. Is their soul still inside of them? Like kind of just trapped inside their body, or is their soul left?
I think it's still inside of them because like people who have Alzheimer's and dementia, I mean, they have little spurts where they're themselves and they mm-hmm. remember things. And I think it's just their body letting them down. I mean, they've lived all these years, so I feel like their soul's still there. It's just being, it's their brain that's kind of letting them down.
Yeah, the soul and the brain are two different
yeah.
things, you know?
See, and I agree with that, but it makes me sad because, like, I think, like, okay, so, like, let's say I'm there and I'm this old person, right? And, like, I'm like exactly what you're saying. And, you know, someone's next to me and, you know, they're talking to me. But then I know inside that I just want to be like, I'm here. Like, I'm here. Don't worry. Like, it's me. But I can't, like, relay that message. That hurts my soul, actually.
So I was hoping that that's not it.
Yeah. I was hoping I was gone.
Me and Mesa were thinking, it's probably in there, but maybe you're calm. Because mm-hmm. you're kind of off. So you're in your own happy world. That's how we explained it to him. Like, you're happy in your own world. It's just sad for the outside people, mm-hmm. I think.
And I told Patrick last night, we were talking about it. He's going to be, right, he's not himself, he's not really there, but I'm still going to be a little ahead of him.
Even though you're, like, way older than me.
We're going to be playing chess or checkers, and he's going to be sitting there and be like, how is he beating me? I'm just going to turn it around. And then Patrick's going to be screaming on the inside, you're a cheater!
Yeah, so,
that was my deep question. Yeah, that was, like, a quick little thing, mm-hmm. but, so, the upside to aging, I think you get, like, comfortable with yourself. So I think you just stop, like, caring a little bit less. And I think when you're younger, you care about, like, so many tiny things that are bigger things. And when you get older, you just...
Well, you know your priorities.
Yeah.
But I think you... It's not really, like, comfortable with yourself where you're not doing anything. I just feel like you're, like, screw everybody else. Like, I'm who I am.
You're content.
Yeah.
So, two questions here. It's a good two-parter. Number one, if I asked a question saying, do you guys find that offensive?
No.
No.
And I think it's weird when girls say that's offensive because I say you guys. And I'm like, hey, you guys. Because I think
I do it all
we
the time
talked
too.
About it. When you say, hey, girl, it's like, don't call me girl.
It's
weird.
Yeah. It's funny.
Like when your friends do it to you?
I don't like the word girly. Don't ever
girly. It was girly. We talked about some word. It was girly.
We brought it up because I'm not from here. So... I hear a lot of y'all.
I say y'all.
That, and I think it's spread around a lot. I don't mind it. I mean, I'm used to it. I have to adapt, of course. But I say a lot of you guys. And I think that comes also because I come from my brothers. And that's just a thing. And I've never been... I don't like it when they call me girly just because don't get too comfortable with me. And it's just, I don't know.
It depends who's saying it to you. Because, like, if Diana said it to me, I'd be like, oh, hey, girl, like, I guess, hi.
We're doing this now.
Yeah. We reached that level. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, so it just depends on, I don't know. I don't like that word. I don't find it offensive. I don't find it offensive that you call me, hey, girl, bro. My brothers call me bro a lot.
I say dude.
Or dude.
I will say I don't like when girls call me dude.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know.
What about friends? Like, even friends? I say dude a lot. Dude.
When a girl's like, dude, I'm like, what? I don't know. I'm cool with, like, almost any other word. But, like, for some reason.
So dude, they called you bro?
No, bro.
Yeah, bro's different.
Bro's too. Like,
I call my brothers bro, dude. Or either one. Like, I'll bust in the door and, like, bro, I gotta show you something. Or, dude, I gotta show you something. Or, with my husband, it's dude. Dude. Like, hey, dude.
Do you think because you're getting friend zoned?
Or, do you think it's demasculating yourself?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that is true.
I wouldn't say demasculating myself. It's just, I don't know. It just, to me, doesn't, I don't know. I'd rather just call my name or, like, you know, anything else. Even if you want to be, like, friend. If you're, like, friend, I'm cool with that. Like, but dude or bro, like.
Yeah, hey, friend.
Yeah. I'm cool with that. If you say, hey, friend, like, I don't bother me at all. I'm cool with that. Huh. But I feel dude like and bro for some reason,
it's more
know.
Of, like, how comfortable you are with someone else to the point that you're like, hey, dude.
Yeah, I guess it makes sense.
Yeah,
it all sounds normal to me. Like, all of it, everything I've said is that appropriate. If anyone came up to me and was like, "Hey, dude, bro," it's good. I'd be like, "What's up?"
I think that
when a girl calls me dude or bro, like, that's what gets to me.
I mean, that's what we're saying.
It's like my most affection. I love these girls, but I don't go up to them like, "Hey, girl," or "Hey, friend." I feel like I sound fake for who I am.
Yeah,
I can see that.
Because if it was like, I think.
Like, if that's who I was, like, hey, friend, okay.
Yeah. But, because we talked about that, because we have a mutual friend, Samantha, and she says, hey, friend, a lot. And so, when it comes from her, it goes, like, we know she's not being fake about it.
It's genuine.
Yeah, so, I see where, like, the dude, maybe if you were, like, comfortable with somebody and they called you dude, dude would be fine.
Yeah, maybe. I guess. We're going to have to find out.
Let's go ask him and see what he says about it. Because I've asked him, actually, too. I was like, are you... Like, I don't know how we brought it up, but I was like, you're good with me calling you that. He's like, yeah, just don't call me bro.
Yeah, see? I call
my boyfriend bro, dude. Like, I call him, I mean, he doesn't care. Like,
I think more the dude comes out, and then bro, sometimes it does, after I've been with my brothers.
Yeah.
But he doesn't
I even
never
say, like,
really
hey, dog,
me.
Like, what's up? Like,
what up? My brothers actually say that a lot to me.
Yeah.
Like, well, maybe because he knows that you say that to your brothers. And, like,
yeah,
it's, like, different,
so.
Like, oh, I'm, like, your husband, why you call me bro?
Yeah.
Like, that's probably what's...
Yeah. I don't know.
I guess that is, like, true, because my boyfriend knows how he's seen me with my brothers, my two younger brothers, and that's how we're, like, hey, fool, like, that's how we talk to each other. So maybe that is true, like, because your husband's seen you with your brothers, so...
Yeah.
Maybe you haven't seen anybody with their sisters.
I guess.
We're going to have to dive into that another time.
No. I need to be diving in my love life, right? No need for that.
So, this is, we're talking about age. Would any of y'all want to go, if you had the opportunity to go back into high school and relive all that?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm content with it. I wouldn't change anything. I enjoyed high school, but it's high school.
I hated it. It was the worst experience ever.
You hated high school?
Yeah.
I thought that was the easiest time of my life.
Well, I moved here when I was in 7th, 8th grade or something like that. So I left behind all my friends. And then you come from, I come from the north, and then you come down here to whatever this is, and then it's like,
I went to high school here.
Me too. Friday Night Lights.
What's different? Like, what's different?
It's different. I mean, nobody cares about football over there, like high school football. Mm-hmm. Nobody wears starched up jeans with cowboy boots.
Jeans that stand up by themselves.
Yes. So, I mean, I'm used to it by now, and I don't really care for it. The thing is, just like when you come from that, it's a culture shock.
So what do they like? I guess what's the normal, like the difference that you see?
A cholo.
Up there.
Yeah, just to put it in best words. Oh. Just think that baggy pants, a lot of gangs, a lot of. Just think of that, and then that's just a picture for you.
Okay, so why is that? Is that better?
No, it's not that it's better, but I mean, when you're like moving one child over to another,
when they're older,
it's not. Yeah, I mean, you're talking about a preteen or teenager.
I see.
You've already established your friends, and that's why to me now it's harder to make friends, versus, you know, back then I had all my friends, I left them behind. Yeah. And then I come here and I'm just like, whoa, what is this?
I could kind of see that, but at the same time, like for me, like I had my high school friends and I still have high school friends, but I mean, I met Patrick. We've been friends for what, 5 years maybe?
Five. We're not even friends yet. Reach that level. Feel like I can call you dude and bro now. This whole conversation today has messed my viewpoint on you, buddy.
Are you a girl?
I'm not with you with the sandals. I'm not with you with the dude bro. I'm not with you.
After you just destroyed our friendship.
But I think it just a lot of factors into it. Like my friend has a daughter that they moved about my same age range, and I understand her a lot, and I tell her now, like, don't worry about it, things will be better. I don't care much about if I have friends or I don't, and if I do, I'm lucky to have those people around me. But I think that's where the age part takes huge part, because back then, and me and my dad have conversations about this, like, yeah, you're just a dumb kid, you didn't know better. So I was gonna make the right choices for you, because of that same reason of having two brothers. Who knows if they'd still be alive today, because gangs is an initiation for them. So, I mean, yeah, I mean, it's a culture shock, because whether it be, and I'm pretty sure Yanni knows this too, because here it's very different. And now let me tell you, not everybody was very welcoming. Don't butter it up, because it's not true.
So do you think, like, looking back at that now, like kind of going back to the coming of age thing, like, do you look back at that now and, like, understand your parents'
decision? I understand them now, yeah. And the only difference is I would try to understand my kids. Probably they didn't know how to do that or how to cope with that. I just shut down. I did not become rebellious. I just shut down.
So, like, high school was hard? Like, the people made it hard?
Yeah, and I think just moving back, if I were to do it all over again, I think I would still have the same attitude. I just wouldn't let it affect me and just kind of go that way. Because I think it'll affect me a whole lot more, because I kept on, like, pushing on that idea of wanting to go back and see my friends. But would I do it all over again? Yeah. So, you know, the bullies and stuff like that, I could just kind of.
And see,
now I have ammo for that.
That's why I have, like, a different view. Like, I wouldn't go back and change it, because I went to school Permian as well. So I grew up playing softball and other sports with, like, people I grew up doing that with. So when I went to high school, I already had those people. So I can see where, like, that making that change where you have to start over with the friends thing, and then people aren't welcoming initially. Yeah. So
it's like the not welcoming part, and then also, like, a lot of people care about different things here. Like, materialistically wise, you know, they, and I'm just like, oh, okay, I didn't know I had to have that kind of car to go to high school. So, you know, it's just that. And would I do it over again? I think I would. But just because I'm just grudgy.
That's funny.
Like, take that. I'll be better than you.
Yeah.
So I went to high school in California. Northern California, to be exact. I would do it over again. I really wouldn't change too much. the only thing is once I graduated, I probably would stay in California instead of moving to Louisiana.
What about me?
What about the podcast?
I don't know about none of that. I'm just saying. Because right out of high school, I moved to Louisiana and spent 10 years out there before moving here last year. And I went through a lot in Louisiana those 10 years. Grew a lot, though, but if I can go back to high school and probably stay in California, yeah, my life would be totally different. But high school was fun for me, though. I did, like, leadership, cheer, all kind of stuff.
And I guess that's the difference between you guys and I did. I shut down. And that's why I did not want to be involved in no sports. I didn't care to be in your team because your team sucks. That was just my mentality. Like, I hate you. Yeah.
Playoffs, Santa.
No. Like, in my school. Yeah. Like, in my school, I didn't want to be in their cheerleading. I didn't want to be in their sports. I didn't want to be in anything because I didn't want to be part of here.
What about you guys? Y'all are quiet on this one.
Do you not want to go back to high school?
They're like, they're content.
It would depend. Like, so if we all, like, you guys were saying that, you know, you're comfortable with who you are at this moment. So if I could take everybody's mentality, like everyone that I graduated with is going to go back with that mentality too, I think high school would be a blast, right? Because none of us would care about, you know, hating on each other. We'd all like enjoy doing what we loved, right? I didn't do sports in high school because I wasn't really comfortable with it, but like I love sports now. And like that's something that I wish I could go back and, you know, be comfortable and have the confidence to do that. And so I feel like if I could take everyone's mentality, we all go back with the mentality that we know today, high school would be a blast. But if I had to go back to mentality of dealing with those rasky teenagers, nah, I skip it.
I'm like, bro, looking at you. Yeah. Like,
this guy watches his football films on weekends, so we know he's going right back.
I go back. I wouldn't mind going back. And this, because again, to me, I remember a football coach telling me, this is the easiest time in your life, man. And I remember telling myself, there's no way it gets harder than this. This is hard. This sucks, right? This life sucks. And then as you get older, you're like, oh, no, it gets way harder. Being an adult sucks. But you're like, man, I can't wait to get old and have my own car, have my own house. No, forget that, man. Go back to mom and dad and have home-cooked meals and play sports and hang out with my friends on the weekends and not worry about nothing. Sign me up.